I've had a very happy life. I feel a bit lost now. But who doesn't? Well, David died 2 years ago. I was just a housewife running a vicarage. But since he died, it's been lovely having my sister next door, of course, because she's such a companion. I miss her a lot. Dear Mrs. Walford, I have often thought of you over the years and will always be so grateful for the repair you made to the median nerve when I was a 14-year-old girl. Thank you once again, June Carter. I don't remember her, actually. When you're an artist or a writer, what you do stays afterwards. It's a book or a painting and everyone can look at it. If you're a doctor, your patients might do well, but they're not always there. They have a lifespan. Well, I decided to do medicine because I was following my father, I think. My father was the sixth generation in line who'd done medicine and become doctors. I went to St Andrews University to study medicine. There weren't very many medical schools taking women at that time. Eventually, I was accepted as a fellow of the Royal College of Surgeons. I'm delighted to have this opportunity to write to you, although I'm sure that my name will not be familiar to you. It is more than 40 years since we have seen each one another. Thank you again for all you did for me in 1971. It is due to you that here I am, now aged 79, still mobile and able to live as I wish. I hope you have had a very happy life. I think of you often. Thank you so very much for all your skill, your compassion, and your care. I shall always be very grateful to you, my Miss Shelsall. With my best wishes, yours affectionately, Jill Hancock. I do remember her, actually.